Hello, everybody. Welcome to Crystal's Connections Because of You Nugget. And first and foremost, we give you Father. In the name of the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you for all things that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Yay! Hey, everybody. I just want to talk to you a little bit about prayer and the power of prayer. I want everybody to understand, and this is just a little thing, so before we say our prayers, I want everybody to understand that we have so many prayer requests coming in. I mean, we have like hundreds at a time it comes in, and just when you get through it, it's like you look and more, and then at the list you look up, and then you got like, I don't know, it's like every time you think you get done and you look, and then the page is just full again of requests. And so it takes many people to do requests because there's hundreds that comes in every day. So prayer warriors, is just beautiful to have you and for you to be working, you know, in the Lord. I want you to understand the value of the ministry of prayer and the power of prayer that you're doing according to what I see and I know and I'm understanding. And I was reading today, I was doing prayer requests. Hold on a minute. I was looking today at one of the requests was at the end of it. The lady wrote, please don't forget me. Please don't forget me. And I was just like, it was just a plead for her and her family not to forget her or her family. And there's so many that's like that, that you'll be reading and you go through and then just every now and then, and it's more often than, and it says, and they'll say, please don't forget to pray. Please don't forget me. Please don't forget to pray. I need you to pray. Please don't forget. And so we try to make sure we acknowledge that so they know that they're being prayed for. And because it's a power in itself, and there is power in prayer, but there's more than just the power of saying the prayer for the person and knowing that God will answer them. There's power in knowing that you're being prayed for. Because it gives a hope, it instills a hope. If somebody's asking you to pray, take the time right there to pray for them. Don't delay. If you can help it. Excuse me, I'm tired. But don't delay if you can help it. Don't delay in your prayer. Because it's needed, excuse me. And don't delay in it. There's so many people that's not understanding whenever you pray. It's not just words you're saying. You're praying about somebody's, life. It's their life you're praying about. This is going on in their lives. It don't have to be a big thing, and it don't have to be a small thing. To them, it's something, and that's what matters. We don't have to understand why it matters or why it don't matter. Some things is obvious, some things isn't. Each and every unspoken request is means just as much as those that spoken. And somebody that just needs prayer to get through the day needs as much to get prayers because their family is dying in the hospital. It's all important. There's no big I's or little U's. It's all important because it's somebody's life. Somebody that's holding faith in you and in the power of prayer, somebody that's seeking our Father and they're seeking them through prayer. It may be somebody that's never prayed before. It may be somebody that's never tried before and just holding on to this little something. Excuse me. It's their life. And it's never in vain and it's never void. Some people can't understand when we have the not yets or the no's or they don't understand that another door's been, that because one door sometimes is shut on purpose so another one can be open. So sometimes when they're not understanding this, you know, there are already going to be some hurts out there because they don't understand. So as we pray, let's pray also for the understanding of the answers that's given. Let's pray the Father that, you know, Father, whatever answer it is that's been given your babies, Father, these people, help them to understand the answer and to have comfort even in the answer that they're given, in the no's and the not yet's, the maybes and in the yes's, and that they would understand the power of all of it. It's prayer is a beautiful thing. Prayer is a powerful thing. And prayer is something that is an honor to do. To me, it's one of the highest callings, is the power of prayer. My thoughts bother me all. So tonight, tomorrow, as you take time praying, prayer warriors, do remember that each and every prayer request that you're looking at and you're reading or that you've been asked to pray for is somebody's life. It's somebody's heart. It's somebody's soul. And they're believing and they're having faith. Whenever they put that up there, they're having a faith, even if it's just a faith, just a heroin of faith and the mustard seed, that mustard seed prayer request can be answered. It's a hope. Every prayer request is a, even if it's just a little teardrop of hope, it's a hope. And we need to remember that it's not a light thing to be asked to be somebody to ask you to pray for them. It's not a light thing. It is a very important thing. It is an important ministry. And remember that, all right, because of you, somebody's gonna remember that they have value. Somebody's gonna remember to go to the Lord. Because you're feeding the seed of faith into somebody and you don't even see it. Whenever you're sitting there and you're praying for somebody or you're laying there, you're helping the seed. You're helping the seed, that faith that's in them. Even they don't know they have, a lot of times. Okay. So, prayer warriors, and even those who's not anything, anytime you say a prayer and you're praying for somebody, that makes you turn into a prayer warrior. So start praying. God loves them all, and you don't have to understand their prayer request. Just pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. It's okay to pray for you too. All right, dear Heavenly Father, Father in the name, in thy name, in the name of the Son, and in the power, and the Holy Spirit. In your name we pray, and I'm asking you to forgive us all of our sins. Help us to do your will, whatever your will may be. We ever give you praise. We ever give you honor. We ever give you glory. And we thank you for it. We thank you that we have the honor of praying on behalf of our brothers and sisters and on the behalf of those who's out there, Father. For we thank you for the honor of prayer, and we thank you that We can go to you directly because of your Son, Jesus Christ, that He made the way that we can directly reach your throne. And we are going to you, and I'm asking you right now to look on each and every prayer request that's been asked. Father, that's been asked, spoken and unspoken, every healing that people's asking for to take place. Oh, Father, it's all healings. Spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, just in whatever form, it's healings, Lord. Everybody that's seeking, I'm asking you to heal them. For the salvations of the families, Lord, I'm asking you that you save them. Oh, Father, there's so many children that's against parents and grandparents. And Father, just, oh, I know that you're about family. I know that you're about family. And to see the family hurt has hurt you because you created family. You created us to love and to be loved, Father. And whenever you created family, it was, I believe, that you wanted a family. I believe that you wanted family, and you're the author of family. So Satan tries to destroy him. Oh, reach down and, Father, start healing families. I mean, I know that, put a hedge of protection around families. Start running Satan out over the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, rebuke Satan out of the lives of the families, Father. I'm asking for healing of families. I'm asking that families will be healed in every way. Father, I'm asking that you just heal bodies and souls and minds. Save my children and my grandchildren and my daughters-in-laws. Father, save my grandbabies and my great-grandbabies. Father, and my ex who just went through all this painful, Lord, I'm asking you to be with him also. Save my friends, Lord. Save my friend who had hurt his back, and he's healed, and Lord, I'm asking you to save him. Save my friend, Father, who and her daughter who's went into the service, Father, and she's so concerned about her, and just save her and comfort her in it, Lord, and her friend who's in the journey right now, keep him safe, Father, and then my other friend who hurt her back, Father, just save her, Lord, and help her, Mother, and each and every person that I deal with and I'm dealing with on a daily basis, I'm asking you to please save and lead, guide, and direct. And Father, for each and every person here, I'm asking you that you save their families. And we save our families and save our friends and our enemies. Father, I'm asking that you be the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart. And that when you place people in our path, Father, that you will, that we'll know, Father, and that we will remember that these are your babies. Help us to love, Father. Help us to find that wholeness that you would have us to have. That you would have us to love you and then love ourselves so we can love others as you would have us to. Give us a boldness in you that we need in this drift to fight for what's right, Father, in your according to your will and your glory. Just help us to be who you would have us to be and what you would have us to be. Set us in our ministries according to your will and glory. Father, I'm asking again that you would give those who you say the not yet to, Father, help them to understand the not yets, because I know, Father, sometimes your answer is yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's not yet. And I'm asking you that even whenever you answer the prayer requests, Father, the yeses and the noes and the yets, and whenever they're having problems understanding why, Father, that you also give them a comfort with a not yet. You give them a comfort that is just a not yet. And an understanding when it's a no, that it's a no because you have a yes down the line waiting. And help us to be able to help to understand that too and to give that understanding. Father, I ever give you praise, honor, glory. Be with those who are lonely and brokenhearted. Help your children, Father. Help us to start standing for you and a boldness that you would have us to stand for, and in a love that you would help us to stand for and have us to. And help all those leaders, Father, that are for you. Help our leaders, Lord. Remove who you don't want there and put in and keep in who you do. I ever give you praise, honor, and glory, and thank you for all things. And thank you for each and every person that's here in this prayers. And that's going to be praying. And all their prayer requests, known and unknown, seen and unseen. You know them all, Lord. I trust you with them. I trust you with my family. In the holy blessed name, I give you praise, honor, and glory. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. If nobody's told you they love you today, in Christ Jesus, Christiel do. You love you too. Because of you, you're worth it.